Good morning and welcome to the cathedral. If you're visiting with us, a special welcome to you. If you're online, we welcome you on our live stream. And Kirsten is on video this morning. So thanks for all those who are participating. And everything you will need, you should be able to find in the order of service. So we'll begin with the collect. Almighty God, look graciously, we pray, on this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners, and to suffer death upon the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And we'll be seated for the first reading.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. Just as there were many who were astonished at him, so marred was his appearance beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of mortals. So he shall startle many nations, and kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told of them they shall see, and that which they had not heard they shall contemplate. Who has believed what we have heard, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground, he had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him, and he was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering, acquainted with infirmity, as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By perversion of justice he was taken away, and who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. They made his grave with the wicked and his tomb with the rich, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. And when you make his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days, and through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light, and he shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will allot him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for their transgressions. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you. him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he delights in him. Sticks to the roof of my mouth, and you have laid me in the dust of the grave.
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Packs of dogs close me in, and gangs of evildoers encircle me. My hands and my feet, I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me, they divide my garments among them, they cast lots for my clothing.
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
My strength, hasten to help me. Save me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, my wretched body from the horns of wild bulls. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since then we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, He learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
I'd like to invite any children who might be interested to come up to the front and join us in the first rows or even around the prayer desk. In the beginning, the baby was born. God chose Mary to be the mother of God. Listen, listen carefully to the words. God chose Mary to be the mother of God. And the Word was born, a wordless child. When the baby looked into the face of the Mother Mary, he could already see the cross. When he looked into the face of the Father Joseph, he could already see the cross there too. The Mother Mary and the Father Joseph held the baby close. They kept the baby warm. They gave him everything he needed. And so the baby began to grow.
The baby grew and became a boy. When he was about 12 years old, he went with the Mother Mary and the Father Joseph and all the people of his village of Nazareth to the great city of Jerusalem to keep one of the high holy days. When the celebrations were over, the people of Nazareth headed back to their home. At some point, Mary and Joseph realized that Jesus wasn't with them. They thought he had been playing with the other children as they walked along the road. They hurried back to Jerusalem to find him. They looked in the dark and narrow streets. They looked in the marketplace where they had bought their food. They looked in the place where they had slept. They looked all through Jerusalem until 3 days and three nights had passed. Finally, they went to the temple, and there he was, talking with the priests of the temple. When he spoke, they listened, because he knew so much. And when they spoke, he listened, because they wanted to, he wanted to know more. Mary and Joseph asked Jesus the question that all parents ask their children, the one you can never answer: why did you do this? And he said something strange. He said, "Didn't you know I would be in my Father's house?" Mary and Joseph did not understand, but they did not forget.
Jesus grew and became a man. When he was about 30 years old, he went out to the River Jordan, where his cousin John was baptizing people. "Can you see John? He was a wild man." Jesus waded into the river until he was face to face with John. And then he said, "Baptize me." John looked at him as if for the first time. Now he saw who he really was. "I cannot baptize you. You are the Messiah, the Holy One we have been waiting for. You must baptize me." But Jesus said, "No, it is written that you will go before me and prepare the way. Baptize me." Jesus went down into the darkness and chaos of the water. When John lifted him back up into the light, there were some there that day who saw a dove come down close to Jesus. There were also some there that day who said they heard a voice. The voice said, "This is my son, with whom I am well pleased. Then Jesus went across the river and into the desert.
Jesus went to the desert to discover more about who he was and what his work was to be. He was there 40 days and 40 nights. There was very little to eat or drink. One day he heard a voice. "Why don't you turn one of those stones over there into bread and have something to eat?" Jesus said, "No. To be truly human, we need more than just bread to eat." Suddenly, it was as if Jesus was at the top of the great temple in Jerusalem. The voice came back. "If you are the Son of God, why don't you jump and see if God sends his angels to catch you before you hit the stones below?" "No," said Jesus, "we do not need to test God." Then it was as if Jesus could see all the kingdoms of the world. The voice came back again. "If you will follow me, I will make you a king over all these kingdoms." Jesus said, "No. I am going to be a king, but not that kind of king." Then the voice went away. Jesus went back across the river.
Jesus went back across the River Jordan and began to do his work. But what was his work? His work was to come close to people, especially people who others did not want to come close to. See, he has come so close
to this blind man, so close that he touched his eyes. When Jesus came close to people, they changed. They could see things they had never seen before. They could do things they had never done before. They were made well. Jesus also told parables. And finally, he knew that he had to become a parable himself. And so he turned toward Jerusalem for one last time.
Jesus went to Jerusalem. It was the time of the Passover, and the city was full of many people. They thought Jesus was coming to be king, but they weren't paying attention. Jesus did not ride in on a great white horse like a king. He was not carried or followed by soldiers. He rode a donkey. And it wasn't even his. He had to borrow it. Still, on that Sunday, as he came into Jerusalem, people waved palm branches, which was a sign of kings. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of that week, Jesus went to the temple to teach. Every night he went to the Mount of Olives with the 12. The temple guard said, "On Thursday, we will take him." But when Thursday came, they could not find him. Late that evening, Jesus and the 12 hurried through the dark streets to a house. They climbed the stairs to an upper room and had their last supper together. This was when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples and told them to do the same. After they had had everything they wanted to eat, Jesus took some bread, gave thanks to God for it. He broke it, and he said something like, "Whenever you break the bread like this and share it, I will be there." Then he took a cup of wine, gave thanks for it, and said, "Whenever you share the cup of wine like this, I will be there." What was he talking about? He was always saying things like this. How could they know? But they did not forget. And later they would understand. Suddenly, Judas, one of the 12, got up and left. The others sang a hymn, and then they too went to the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives. Jesus wanted to pray. When he was finished, he joined the others. And then suddenly Judas came out of the dark and greeted him with a kiss on the cheek. This was a sign for the temple guards to take him. The temple guards came out of the shadows and took Jesus with them into the night. The 12 also disappeared into the darkness.
The night was long and confusing. The next day, Jesus was taken outside the city walls and crucified. That afternoon, he died. The sky grew dark, and the curtain of the temple was ripped apart. Jesus was taken down from the cross and buried in a cave. A great stone was rolled across the opening of the cave to close it like a door. And then it was almost as if one could hear the earth breathing, waiting. Now the season of Lent, our six-week time of getting ready to enter into the great mystery of Easter. The season of Lent has come to an end. Now is the time of our final waiting. I wonder if we are ready to enter into the great mystery of Easter. I wonder. Whenever we look at this side, we already know that the other side is there. That is the great mystery of Easter. And that makes all the difference.
Jesus, we love you.
Now I wonder if there is anything else in this cathedral that you can see that can help us tell more of this story. We won't take a lot of time, but if you see something, we do this in the Godly Playroom where there's some more things, and the church has been kind of stripped of stuff, but is there anything that you see that would help us tell more of our story? Everyone's thinking hard, looking around. See anything? Dean Jeffrey, yeah, sees Jesus hanging on the cross there. That helps us. How are you, Alexandria? The golden dove on the, oh, the, yeah, the, yeah. Our bird, our golden bird, reminds us of the dove that came down. I wonder. Yes, Abby. The pictures on the post, right, all around, actually. You can't see this side. Well, you can't see the stations of the cross. Right, describe the story as we go through it. Yeah, Alexandria. The windows, yeah. And just below it, what do we see? In the windows, we see Jesus on the cross and some of the 12. And below it, we see Jesus, the King, yeah, yeah, yeah. And actually, there's one more big cross, yeah, Abby, right there, which was painted by the same person who painted our pictures. So we thank Sarah for that. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening and looking.
Welcome to be seated or kneel during the solemn intercession. Dear people of God, our Heavenly Father sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved, that all who believe in Him might be delivered from the power of sin and death and become heirs with Him of eternal life. Let us pray for the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church of Christ throughout the world, for its unity in witness and service, for all bishops and other ministers, and the people whom they serve. For David, our bishop and metropolitan, and all the people of this diocese, for all Christians in this community, for those about to be baptized, that the Lord will confirm His Church in faith, increase it in love, and preserve it in peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Almighty and everlasting God, by your Spirit, the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified. Receive our supplications and prayers, which we offer before you, for all members of your holy Church, that in our vocation and ministry we may truly and devoutly serve you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray for all nations and peoples of the earth, for those in authority among them, for Charles, our king, and all the royal family, for Justin, the prime minister, and for the government of this country, for Blaine, the premier of this province, and the members of the legislature, for Kate, the mayor of this municipality, and those who serve with her on city council, and for all who serve the common good, that by God's help they may seek justice and truth and live in peace and concord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Almighty God, kindle, we pray, in every heart the true love of peace, and guide with your wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that justice and peace may increase until the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for all who suffer and are afflicted in body or in mind, for the hungry and homeless, the destitute and the oppressed, and all who suffer persecution or prejudice, for the sick, the wounded, and the handicapped, for those in loneliness, fear, and anguish, for those who face temptation, doubt, and despair, for the sorrowful and bereaved, for prisoners and captives, and those in mortal danger, that God in His mercy will comfort and relieve them and grant them the knowledge of His love and stir up in us the will and patience to minister to their needs. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Gracious God, the comfort of all who sorrow, the strength of all who suffer, hear the cry of those in misery and need. In their afflictions, show them your mercy, and give us, we pray, the strength to serve them for the sake of him who suffered for us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for all who have not received the gospel of Christ, for all who have not heard the words of salvation, for all who have lost their faith, for all whose sin has made them indifferent to Christ, for all who actively oppose Christ by word or deed, for all who are enemies of the cross of Christ, and persecutors of his disciples, for all who in the name of Christ have persecuted others, that God will open their hearts to the truth and lead them to faith and obedience. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Merciful God, creator of the peoples of the earth and lover of souls, have compassion on all who do not know you, as you are revealed in your Son, Jesus Christ. Let your gospel be preached with grace and power to those who have not heard it. Turn the hearts of those who resist it, and bring home to your fold those who have gone astray, that there may be one flock under one shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us commit ourselves to God and pray for the grace of a holy life, that with all who have departed this life and have died in the peace of Christ, and those whose faith is known to God alone, we may be accounted worthy to enter into the fullness of the joy of our Lord and receive the crown of life in the day of resurrection. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery, by the effectual working of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. This is the wood of the cross on which hung the Savior of the world.
Come, let us worship.
And we'll continue now as Abby leads us in the reproaches, and for that, you're welcome to be seated or kneel.
I promised never again to destroy the earth with a flood, but you have made it your business to destroy creation by poisoning the waters, the air, the land, neglecting to consider the effects of your living on the fragile creation I have given to you. Called you to travel to new lands and seek new adventures, promising to be with you always. In your zeal for conquest and power, you have slaughtered whole nations or relegated them to slavery. You have not welcomed refugees and constructed lies to support your own history. I have given you enough for all, if you would but share, yet you did not. I offered you Torah, a loving way to guide you in righteous living. You turned it into hardened law, placed yourselves in judgment over your brothers and sisters, and made people feel guilty when they could not live up to your rules. Faced grave dangers, I offered you healing. Yet millions are sick and dying because they cannot afford basic medical care. You mock those with certain kinds of illness. You deny the value in many kinds of healing and believe that you can control the forces of life and death.
Yeah.
I continually offered you a covenant, promising forgiveness and a new beginning over and over again. Yet you have denied the rights of many even to exist, making nations and communities scapegoats for your guilt. You would deny my blessings and forgiveness to many, preferring your own limited view of my limitless love. I came to you as one of you, and you rejected me. You shouted, "Hosanna," and then, "Crucify," with the same breath. You claimed to adore my Messiah, yet you deny many people who would proclaim the gospel in his name.
O Savior of the world, by your cross and precious blood, you have redeemed us. Save us and help us, we humbly beseech you, O Lord.
As
As our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.